we would love to be involved, but parallel, meaning we won't touch you. All we're going to do is play next to you and we might watch and y'all can watch us. It'll be fine. And we were like, ooh, this is a fun dynamic and this feels safe. So off the bat, boundaries are established that parallel play is going to happen between our giant group of five women and four women and Scott and this other couple. And we knew and trusted this other couple. Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you. I am so excited to have you guys again on a solo episode. And today is actually a continuation of my last episode that I had a solo where I talked about sometimes in open relationships, you need to take breaks. And through that conversation, I talked about different things that you can put in place so that you don't have to take so many breaks or a break at all. And today's conversation is part of this, and I'm going to delve deeper into what happened to us and why it's so fucking important to set clear boundaries in open relationships, because we could have avoided a giant thing that happened. So here we go. I went on an adventure with our partners, our girlfriends, and before we ever set forth on this adventure that involved other couples, I looked at Scott and I said, hey, babe, we are going to be in situations where play with other people will be readily available. And at least one of our partners has been a swinger. So it has been normal for her to play as she wishes. Now that we are in two throuples, and at this time, our girlfriends had not played together at all. So we had two defined, distinctly different throuples, one with each girlfriend. I said, I think it's really important that we get very clear on what we desire out of this weekend event. How would you feel if our girlfriends played with other people while we're there with them? Excuse me. And he thought about it and he said, well, they're grown-ass adults. I'm not their dad. Like, they can do whatever they want. And I said, are you sure? Because the last time we went to Dallas and we had the same experience, it evolved into a giant fight, misunderstandings, hurt feelings, and repair to the point that took weeks to get back to where we were before. And it did make us stronger, but it was also uncomfortable as fuck. And it could have been avoided. So I'm asking you again to get really clear. Are you sure that you don't want to establish some sort of ground rules before we go into this weekend? And he said, no, I'm good. I think they'll, you know, make decisions that are right for them. So we go into this weekend. And our girlfriend says, hey, there's a really handsome husband in this group. And I'm like, yeah, I know. She says, I'm really into him. I'm like, I know. I get it. I have eyeballs too. He's very handsome. And she said, well, how would you guys feel if I did something with him? I said, well, actually, I talked to Scott about this before we left. And he said, you're a grown-ass adult and you can do whatever you want. You make the choice. So I stayed super neutral about it. And what was interesting is I felt a bit this weekend like the men were circling her like vultures, like she's new, fresh meat, you know? And so I was approached by another husband as well, like, what's your relationship with her? Like, is she part of the one penis policy? And I said, you'll have to ask her. So we've been trying to be like super woke in our relationshipping. There's been times when we've had closed triads, and after that, we've had open triads. Not necessarily where we've dated other people, although obviously we have if we have two triads, but where we have been, you know, okay with our girlfriends having other partners. So later on this evening, that evening, now granted, Scott and I have never been swingers. We have zero knowledge of the swinger world or how it goes, or how it like, we just know we're not swingers. We love relationship and intimacy and to keep partners long term. So if I, poor baby Jen, if she would have known that we were setting up for a nice swinger event, I would have known, but I didn't know. Not only that, I was the first to get naked. So we're in this room. There's two inflatable beds. Everyone's acting like, oh, I don't know what to do. What do we do now? And I was like, okay, on the count of three, everybody get naked. One, two, three. I just take my clothes off. And my partners start taking their clothes off. And everybody starts to get a little bit undressed. So we start the party. And there's two air mattresses. And we're on one, and no one's on any of the others. They're just kind of watching us. I'm not going to tell the entire story because it's not my entire tour story to tell. I mean, I was part of it. But what ended up happening is Punky husband asks for permission to touch our girlfriend from her. She says, yeah, please. One thing leads to another, and he's finger banging her. Scott looks up and sees it, and he's like, I'm done. I'm leaving. And it was a night that was really fucking uncomfortable and has led to breakdown in our relationships with her on her end as well as ours. Communication that wasn't clear, expectations that were never said. It's been cringy as fuck. Let me just be really honest. And when we all got home the next morning, she said, I think I need 2 weeks of break. I need some space to figure out how I feel about everything that went down, how I feel about being open in general. My husband and I want some space. So that was part of my other solo episode. So that would be the episode before now. I don't remember what the number is because I'm just recording off the cuff here, but feel free to go back and listen to it and I'll put it in the show notes here. But that led to that conversation about we need a break. And sometimes in open relationships, you need breaks, especially when you're not clear in your boundaries and your expectations. So last night, Scott and I were talking about this whole trip with a friend. We were at her house, and he was talking about how much he hates the swinger mentality and swinger energy, and he doesn't want to be around it and thinks it's hurtful and it's not safe. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. It's not a safe environment for him. He doesn't feel safe in it because somebody could do something and like finger your girlfriend. And I said, okay, so I'm going to give you guys, if you're watching, you'll be able to see what I'm doing. You can watch on Spotify or you can watch on YouTube. So I said, see this giant ass water bottle? This is going to represent what happened that weekend. When I said, we should make some fucking boundaries. And he said, they're their own women. They can do whatever they want. This tiny coffee cup is going to represent what happens when you set boundaries and expectations with people that you love. So we've already discussed the big water bottle, the side of the giant ass clusterfuck that happened and made everybody's feelings get hurt. And that was terrible. Let's explore the tiny coffee cup and what this could mean. In this example of my tiny coffee cup, what could have happened is a conversation to our girlfriends, all four of us together, before we left, that said, we love y'all. We are so looking forward to spending a weekend with both of you. A weekend that we all four get to explore brand new things in a brand new environment. We might get to even explore each other, which we haven't all done before. There's so much newness. And what we would like to request as the couple in these triads is to create a container, which is this tiny water bottle, a container that says that we only play together. We're going to have a lot of opportunities to play with other people. And that is going to add stress on top of all the newness that we're all going to even be feeling as a quad, as the four of us. And truthfully, we want to experience these new things with y'all. We think you're important in our life, and we want to share this experience. So our request to you is that we enter into this weekend all together, the four of us. How do you guys feel about that? And I'm 99% sure that they would have been like, fuck yeah, I love that. I want to feel that you want me. I want to feel important. I want to feel that I know the expectation that you've laid out for me of how you want this weekend to go. This creates safety. When you create a container, you create safety. When you create boundaries, you create safety. This would have felt much safer to all four of us than the, y'all are grown women. You can do whatever you want. Now, I am not shitting on Scott. Scott and I have worked really hard to be woke, to be open, to be, allowing of other people to be their own people. And I'm saying that that wokeness and that mentality hurt us. It hurt all four of us. And moving forward, I'm going to raise my little cup again for those of you that can't see. Moving forward, this will be how we operate. We will have a container that says, what are our boundaries? What are our desires? What are our expectations? So I'm going to jump into this story I was telling you about and talk to you about this tiny cup and the example of the container that you can set. So that was Friday night, the clusterfuck night. We woke up Saturday morning. And we were able to repair enough that we felt somewhat safe altogether. And we picked up our other girlfriend from the airport. Now, this other girlfriend just came from an intensive, like one or two a night event in Austin, where she's learning how to be a facilitator of group experiences that involve your body and energy and medicine and all kinds of yumminess. And her intention is to be a facilitator. And so she came with all this facilitating energy and she came plowing into that weekend, holding that energy, and we fucking needed it. So the four of us went to breakfast after we got her from the airport. We broke down what happened. She provided her insight and said, you're right. Other girlfriend is a grown-ass woman, and she can choose what she wants for her body. And setting a container is kind. It's a kind thing to do for everybody involved so that you don't have hurt feelings. So, as we moved into that night together, we ended up everybody in the group going to Colette's, which is a sex club in Dallas. And when we were at Colette's, we had an opportunity for group play, which we've never done. And Scott and I are like, we're not swingers. We don't do group play. Well, we had an opportunity. One of the couples came to us, the four of us. And at this point, we had adopted another woman in whose husband was sick. So she came into our quad. Now there's five of us that are going to be playing together. And this other couple said, hey, we understand and respect that you guys are all going to play together. We would love to be involved, but parallel, meaning we won't touch you. All we're going to do is play next to you, and we might watch, and y'all can watch us. It'll be fine. And we were like, ooh, this is a fun dynamic and this feels safe. So, off the bat, boundaries are established that parallel play is going to happen between our giant group of five women and four women and Scott and this other couple. And we knew and trusted this other couple. I've done yoga with her. We hang out with her family. Like, we feel that they're going to respect our boundaries. So we get into this room at Colette's, and there's like two huge king size beds put together, and there's all this space to play, and we all play. But before we play, our girlfriend who just came back from the facilitator training says, hey, before we start, I want to have a conversation about boundaries, fears, and desires. Let's go around the room, and anybody that has a boundary, I want you to say it. And a couple people raised their hand and said, here's a boundary that I have. A couple people came back with fears and then concerns or intentions. I spoke up and said, hey, my intention is to feel. So there, you know, there was another woman whose husband was sick, so she was solo, and my girlfriends were really vibing with her, and Scott and I were really vibing with her. And I said, you know, my intention is to make sure that she feels sexually fulfilled this evening, and that we help take care of her. And I would love to play with toys. Are you open to playing with toys with me? And she was like, oh yeah, absolutely. And so we kind of had a conversation about like penetration or non-penetration, or like, what are you comfortable with? And, you know, we stated that we wanted to have parallel play. Everybody agreed to touch each other or not touch each other. We all ended up playing and it was fantastic, but everybody stopped after that conversation and gave feedback to our girlfriend, the facilitator girlfriend. And they all said, this makes me feel safe. When we're about to get totally naked with each other and have sex, I've never felt safer because of the container that she set and because she gave us space to talk. So I want to wrap up this conversation going back to our title, which is why setting clear boundaries in open relationships is kind and vital. And I want to encourage you, whether you're a swinger, whether you're poly, whether you're whatever bucket you want to fill yourself into, put yourself into, I want to encourage you to always start with a conversation that says, what's everybody's boundary? And everybody might have a different boundary. For us, when we play with our girlfriends and there's anyone else around, it's we are only playing with us and our girlfriends. We are playing over here. You can watch if you want. That's hot. We can hear you guys as you play, but don't touch us. There's enough hands over here. Like, we're good. That's our boundary. Your boundary might be no penetration. It might be no kissing. It might be, you know, no BDSM. It can be all kinds of different things. Then you move into fears. Does anybody want to talk about any fears or any fears coming up? And one of our girlfriends said to us when we were at Colette's, I don't want anybody to watch us outside of this room. I want to feel that we have a closed container. And this particular room had all these panels, which I was actually really excited about opening because I like to be watched and I like to watch other people. But because of her fear, we all were in total agreement that we were going to just keep the curtains shut, which we did for her. And she felt safe that way. Desires. So part of the desires are intention. So it's boundaries, fears, desires conversation. And the desire, that can include your intention. And that's where I said to this other wife whose husband was left back, you know, at home, I said, I desire to play with you. Would you be okay with toys? Would you be okay with some penetration? She was like, yeah, absolutely. Do it. Give it all to me. But you get to have that conversation. I desire to watch my girlfriends play with each other. Like, it's something I'd been desiring and vocalizing for over a month. I was like planting seeds with both of them. Sometimes at the same time when we go do like yoga and margarita night, and I'd be like, I really hope we all break into like, I was like, is an orgy four people? And one of them was like, no, it's only six. The one like, who gets to decide what becomes an orgy or not? It felt like an orgy to me. That's a lot of people. Four people is a lot of people. Anyway, I guess we didn't have an orgy. That's still on my list. Five, is five an orgy? I don't know. We added in the wife. That felt fun. Anyway, so I hope that you can take this conversation and bring it with you to your next play session that involves new people or group play or even, you know, being an environment of it being sexually charged where there's sex that's possible. For an example, I have one coming up next weekend. One of our girlfriends and I were going to a dungeon and we are going to do this like Stations of the Cross. Y'all, my inner Catholic schoolgirl is like so horny and excited for this event, but we are going to be in an environment where other people are playing. And so we'll have a conversation between the two of us. What are our boundaries? Well, for her and I, it's we only play together. There's absolutely no men involved and there's not any other women either because my partner, Scott, isn't going to be involved in the conversation. And when we open up to new partners, he's always a part of it. And then sometimes within our group, we fraction off. So I've had individual play with each of our girlfriends and so has he, but we're all in relationship together. So my boundary that night will be play with her and play with me together only. my fear might be that we decide to do a little impact play and that I hate it, that I'm afraid of pain. That's really the only fear I can think of. My desire is to play with her, get to push my edges a little bit. One of the stations of the cross is learning how to talk to your sub. And so I desire to pick up new language, to learn how to dominate her and for her to dominate me so we can switch. We're both switches. I'm interested in, learning some new ways to play with each of the stations. So anyway, I hope that this example gives you something that you can take back into your own life. And I'm wrapping up this episode. So I'm going to ask you for a couple things. One, if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually respond to me. How did you like this episode? There's always a question at the bottom that says, how do you like this episode? Send me some feedback. I want to hear. Is this boundaries, fears, desires, conversation something that you can go ahead and add into your current sex life? Does that sound like something you can do? Two, you can leave me a voice memo, y'all. It's so cool. It's part of the feedback below. If you're on Spotify, you can actually leave me a voice memo. If you have a Spotify account already, which I think you have to listen to Spotify anyway, it's already signed in and it'll just take you directly to the voice memo and you can be like, hey, Jen, this was the sexiest episode yet. Just saying. Last thing I'm going to ask you is if you have not stopped and at least rated this podcast, would you please do so? It helps me. It helps you. It helps me get sponsors as we move into the future here together. So if you would please take a moment and just rate it, 5 stars would be fantastic. And then if you like super love what I'm doing here, please stop and actually write a review. Like, Jen is the bomb and I love this podcast. That'd be fantastic too. All right, guys, I love you so much. I hope that you're enjoying these twice a week episode drops. It takes a massive amount of energy to produce this podcast for me, for the guests that are coming on, and what we're creating here into the world. It's for you. It's so you get to increase your education. It's so you can share this with other people. It's so that we can find new community. And I appreciate you being here, and I can't wait to. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past.